Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
For our new listeners, Paisley's the moniker I gave Steve probably 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he, as he is today, oft, I said oft, like O-F-T.
Yeah.
Oft
Paisley.
Paisley.
I'm not sure I've ever heard oft and rocks together.
Well, I know we, my wife and I had a dog, and someone said,
named what Oft happened Rocks? To him?
And I said, well, he R-U-N-O-F-T.
He run oft because we threw rocks at him.
You're spelling around a dog so
R-U-N-O-F-T.
He doesn't interpret it?
No, it's a from a movie.
Oh, from the B-I-N-G-O?
No, those that days? Movie.
B-I-N-G-O?
Don't get that stuck in my head. I have a defect in my brain.
Okay.
All I have to do, like what you just said,
yeah,
B-I-N-G-O song,
right.
All I have to do is someone suggest it,
right,
and it's in there.
All day.
And I'll be humming it.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the tariffs,
right,
and this morning in our story meeting, and one of our meetings this morning,
yeah,
and you started singing the Canadian National Anthem,
I
and
did.
That was stuck in my head all morning.
Canada.
Let me help you out there, Ed. Baby shark, shark, shark.
Oh.
No, God, don't do that to anybody.
That you ain't right.
I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
The
baby
you.
Shark song.
I'm with you, fellers.
By the way, Minnesota is the answer to your question, Ed.
What question?
What team was Ottawa playing when they booed the?
It was a Minnesota Wild.
Yeah,
yeah.
That we're talking about over the weekend, the in Canada at a National Hockey League game, which.
In Ottawa,
an American team, the Minnesota Wild. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. The North Stars.
Used to be.
They went to Dallas. Come on, Steve. You're 20 years behind, man.
Oh, man.
You got to keep up with the NHL here.
Yes, I do.
You know, stay up with Ed.
You're too buried.
You're going to hang with Ed. You better keep up with the NHL. At least,
that's right.
At least, you know,
at least on a surface level.
Yes. So the fans, like 10,000 of them, started booing during the American National Anthem. Because of President Trump's tariffs that he is putting on Canada and Mexico. Mexico has announced they're going to, President Trump and the President of Mexico have they're going to be a 1-month suspension on these tariffs. And in that time, I don't know what happens after that, but in the meantime, the President of Mexico has said we'll put 10,000 troops on the border of the U.S. and Mexico to stop illegal immigration into the U.S. and to deal with the drug cartels and the the drug cartels and the fentanyl problem. Okay, so that's the idea. Canada has now said Trudeau, who's going to be out in a couple months, by the way, has said that he's encouraging Canadians to boycott American products. And they probably will. I don't know where this is going to go. Who knows?
Well,
it's a great unknown.
The Democrats are speaking into this issue. You know, they want to hit back hard against Donald Trump. Whatever he does, they really want to. This is the best. And this is going to scare every single American. Kid you not. What we're going to hear. This is.
I think we got something funny coming.
This is Chuck Schumer warning about the tariffs coming up. Cut last. Whatever.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Yeah, there you go. Watch out, people. Now we're getting a whole block of voters against Donald Trump.
Because I thought like Corona beer, I'm not a beer drinker, okay? But I thought Corona beer is like bottled in New York or something.
I don't know where it's bottled. It's a Mexican. There's a couple of Mexican brands, but to say that most beer comes from Mexico, no. Coors and Budweiser and all those Miller, all those beers.
And well, don't we drink? I mean, don't we grow avocados in this country as well?
Yes, we do.
Avocados from Mexico.
Was that a stereotype there?
No, that was a commercial. Okay.
Commercial.
Right. Oh, okay. I thought you were speaking in a Mexican accent, English in a Mexican accent. Well, you were.
I was, but
you were doing it. It was a good commercial. a good-natured. you ask us, Ed, do we, quote, do we not grow avocados here?
Yes. Quote,
being in the U.S. And as a connoisseur of
guacamole?
Guacamole.
Or guac.
which I love. Tableside guac is one of the reasons I'll go to a Mexican restaurant.
Right.
When they, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
They make it for you. It's fresh. And you, guacamoles are the main ingredient. By the way, they're very healthy for you, too.
Yeah.
But we do grow them in California, the Central Valley there, mm-hmm. which is like is really the fruit basket of America, so to speak.
Sure,
fruit and vegetables.
Well, fruit because it's California. The bread basket, if it was in the Midwest,
that's why I changed that. Bread basket would be more wheat and barley and corn and all those things, which are grown in the American Midwest.
Love me some barley.
And do you?
I'm sorry.
You and I need to get together and talk barley.
Yes.
I love talking barley. I can talk barley
recipes.
I can talk barley for hours.
All right. So I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Yeah.
Shame on me. Go ahead.
Okay. So where was I? Oh, yeah. The avocados. We probably do get most of our avocados, the United States, from Mexico, I'm guessing. So we do grow our own, some of our own out in California, but.
And
that could cause the price of the California avocados to grow up if we're not getting one from Mexico. Listen, I'm no fan of Chuck Schumer. You know, I wish he would retire and go away. Disagree with his politics 99.9% of the time, if not 100. But he may be right. But President Trump didn't deny that there wouldn't be some pain.
Yes, initially.
Yes, yeah. Initially.
I do have just a very brief guacamole story.
Please share it.
My wife loves guacamole.
Like me.
Yes. I, for some reason, hated it without trying it. I guess it was just the color. Until 2 years ago, my wife said, please try it. The tableside guacamole, they make it fresh.
Yeah.
And I tried it, and I thought, wow, this is good. It was really good.
Right. You get it with everything.
Yeah.
Don't hold back when they say you want everything. You say yes.
Yeah. It was very good.
It was very good.
So I've lived much of my life missing that.
Would you
tell blessing.
A couple of my adult children? They won't try squat. They try rice, potatoes, steak, and hamburger, and that's it.
Well, they're going to wind up being a 66-year-old man who hasn't had guacamole all his life.
And you know, all those decades you missed when you could have had tableside
or
guac.
Real butter on his toast, all that kind
about.
Of stuff.
Yeah. So,
the worst that Americans can worry about from these things is more expensive guacamole, I don't think they're going to suffer much.
Okay, so you went serious.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Listen, let's just see. President Trump is a smart man.
Yeah.
Okay. And he has thought this out. I'm sure he has thought this out. And let's see what happens. Sometimes things don't go as the way you planned.
Yeah.
All right. So if there begins to be a lot of pain in the U.S. and there begins to be a lot of backlash to the tariffs for some reasons, maybe we don't even understand right now.
Right.
We'll see.
The Democrats, you hear Democrats saying, no backsies.
No what?
Backsies.
No taking backsies. Can't take it back. All right.
I never heard that term all my life.
Really?
Yeah, I'm almost 62. I've heard onesies.
Yeah. Recently, mostly, huh?
Yeah, but not backsies. Huh?
What about the onesies?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, Sanders.
Over to you, Steve, for story number two.
The story number two is kind of related to story number one. The Democrats are trying very hard to recover from their disastrous election.
Bless them.
And so there's a lot of people in the party that are saying, you know, you've got to walk back from the woke. You can't. Be the same Democrat Party that lost to Donald Trump. What about the working man? And
right. They're
too radical. And so this is a couple things that happened at the elected a new president.
Yeah, and so they took to heart these
they did
this advice that they should abandon this woke
abandon the woke
craziness
and just go with what Americans really want.
Yeah,
and this is so they decided to vote on whether or not they were going to abandon the woke, and this is how the vote went down. Actually, this is a vote for one of their committees or one of their committees there at the DNC. Cut 8.
Our elected officers are currently 2 male and 2 female. In order to be gender balanced, we have to elect 1 male, 1 female, and 1 person of any gender. To ensure our process accounts for male, female, and non-binary candidates, we conferred with our RBC co-chair, our LGBT caucus co-chair, and others to ensure that the process is inclusive and meets the gender balance requirements in our rules.
There you go. They are stepping away from the woke.
That sounds, talk about imbalanced.
Yeah.
That's, how do you say that with a straight face? Because that sounds like, that sounds like a skit.
Yeah.
That sounds like they're mocking the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
When in reality, they're wholeheartedly
they are really
continuing down the path that led to electoral disaster for them.
Well, one of the candidates that didn't quite make the final cut, David Hogg, by the way, I guess you guys, talk about that?
I think we just mentioned his name.
David Hogg, the survivor from Parkland, who's been radically anti-gun and
radically everything else.
Radically everything else is one of their vice presidents. But they were having a forum, and Dr. Quintessa Hathaway was one of the candidates, and I'd like you to listen to her pitch to elect me. Go ahead, cut 9.
And we'll begin with the opening statements. Each candidate will have 30 seconds, and we'll start with Dr. Quintessa Hathaway.
Good evening, everyone. It is my desire to be the next DNC chair, and I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days. You fight on, you fight on. You fight on, you fight on. When your government is doing you wrong, you fight on, oh, you fight on. We shall overcome.
Okay. That's Quintessa?
Quintessa.
Quintessa Hathaway, who is vying to become.
Well, she was. She didn't make it.
Okay.
The election's over.
But so she, in announcing her
this is
her moment there,
this is her
she
why
decided to break out in song.
Yes.
Right. Well, and listen, in her defense, she has a lovely voice.
Yeah, but it's just odd to be making your presentation to be a candidate for something, and you decide just to break out in song.
I agree.
Yeah, it's probably.
I couldn't help but thinking when she said, you hang on, you hang on, you hang on until you're gone.
I've never heard.
By the way, I've
listened to music my whole life, as of y'all. I have never, ever, ever heard the word government used in a song. Have y'all?
What about
yes?
Won't be fooled.
I've never
again.
Heard government it, used in the word government ever used in. A, how do you even? How do you even fit that into a song?
In the Schoolhouse Rock video about how to make a bill, the word government is in.
Does
there.
Anything rhyme with it except for I guess
let's listen to her use of let's just put the government in there again, see what word she tries to rhyme with it.
And we'll begin with the opening statements. Each candidate will have 30 seconds, and we'll start with Dr. Quintessa Hathaway.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. It is my desire to be the next DNC chair, and I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days. You fight on, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on. When your government is doing you wrong, you fight on.
Okay, well, she doesn't try to rhyme
government.
I think she was smart there by avoiding trying to shoehorn a word in to fit that would rhyme with government, but she's fight on, but so she wasn't elected. How many people tried out for that job there?
I don't know. I think they were
who got it?
Well, a guy named Ken Martin was he was chosen among 8 candidates.
All right, who's Ken Martin?
Ken Martin is Steve Minnesota's brother.
No,
no. He was the leader of the Democrat Party in Minnesota. So, you know, he's middle of the road there.
I did want to say that I looked up the lyrics to Won't Get Fooled Again, and government does appear in it.
Really?
There's nothing in the government looks any different to me.
What's that song about?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I didn't. What is that song?
What is that song about? It's the greatest rock and roll scream ever.
So there really is government or not government?
No, I was kidding.
Bring up the lyrics to I'm Just a Bill. I'm Just a Bill.
All right, Ken Martin was the gentleman who was selected.
Yes.
By the Democrats to be their, like, Democrat. What is he going to be like?
The head of the DNC.
Okay.
So we're going to have to listen
what I'm staring at is a middle-aged white man. This is really disappointing.
Well, how do you know he's a man?
Well, he looks. I would bet my house that this guy's a dude.
Well, those are the kinds of assumptions, Tim, that have held back trans people in our country. You're assuming gender.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
that guy looks pretty white.
Well, he also looks like a male.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. I mean, growing a beard now, he could grow. He's, you know, not growing a beard, but I mean, anyway. So he's the new spokesperson for. Listen, the Democrats are in dire need of somebody to be a spokesperson for them that can articulate a vision for their party, because they're in disarray right now.
Which
I'm glad, because secular progressivism is horrible.
Yes.
For our country, and I hope they never find their way back to being a majority in this nation, if they ever were. But this gentleman here, Ken Martin, he's from Minnesota, and he's the new DNC chair. So did he sing, by the way?
I don't think Ken
Martin break out in song? Huh?
I'm looking now at an NBC News story. Doesn't say anything about him singing. But he did get 100 more votes than the second place finisher, who is Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
Ben finished second?
Yeah, Ben did.
I was voting for Ben. I was voting for Ben.
Is he gentle?
Gentle Ben. Now, how long is this term? Is it 4 years till the next election?
I don't know.
Okay. That's a good question. I don't know how long
they
are.
I'm looking to see.
Let's move on. I'm tired of talking about Ken, about the Democrats choosing a leader. That they need to figure out their own way here, and I don't have much to say to help them out. Don't want to help them out too much. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, Ken Martin's brother, Ed.
Ed Martin?
Ed Martin.
What'd Ed do?
No relation to Ken, I don't believe.
You just said he was his brother.
Well, I know. The same last name. But he is now the new U.S. attorney for interim U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. When Donald Trump was sworn in, he took his office as the attorney, the federal attorney in Washington, D.C. One of the first things he did was he sent a letter to Chuck Schumer, the man we just heard worrying about beer costing.
Right, excuse me. I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I'm confused a little bit. We were talking about Ken Martin.
Yes.
Who's the new Democrat party chairman.
Yes.
He's from Minnesota. Yes. And then you said, who did what? Yeah.
Okay. You wanted to change the topic. So the topic now is this letter from the U.S. District Attorney, or U.S. Attorney in D.C., whose name is Ed Martin.
No
relationship.
I got you. No relation. No relation. Okay, gotcha. So he's Trump, whoever the president gets to appoint U.S. District Attorneys all over the nation. So Trump's doing this himself.
Yeah.
And the fellow he's appointed at in Washington, D.C. to be U.S. attorney there has sent a letter to Chuck Schumer.
The Honorable Chuck Schumer.
The Democrat Senate leader, asking him what now?
He says, we respectfully request that you clarify comments that you made on March 4th, 2020. It was at a private rally off of the Capitol steps, and this is what you said. I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. And
That was pretty good, Steve.
Thank you. Edward Martin thinks that that was threatening, and he's investigating it. It's illegal to threaten.
4 years later?
Yeah. Well, this is his first chance. He just got there.
Okay.
Now, this is just a letter requesting comment, and I think he's—
Clarification.
Clarification. He's going to get zero clarification from Chuck Schumer.
Just so you remember, this was when they had leaked the decision in Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision. Remember, they don't know who leaked it, but someone leaked it, and everybody was up in arms, and so the Democrats went to the Supreme Court and knocked on the door of the Supreme Court, and that's when Schumer made his threat.
So, clarification would be nice because you want to ask Chuck Schumer, well, what is the wind and the whirlwind that they're going to suffer? But he's not going to answer the letter, I don't think. And what if he's pressed on it, and he probably won't be pressed on it either by members of the press? He'll say, listen, it's First Amendment free speech. I don't have to explain. I didn't break any laws. But
he did apologize for that, by the way.
Yeah.
For what it's worth. I'm talking about
Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer did.
I think it's just, this is another one of Trump trying to upset things. He's going like 80 different directions all at once. And no one knows, they can't settle on anything to criticize him about because
he's flooding the zone.
He is flooding the zone.
That's right.
To use a football term.
I think it's going to be, turn out to be a very smart approach to getting things done in the least amount of time.
We're going to wake up in 3 months and realize that a lot of stuff that got done that we didn't even know got done because no one had a chance to cover it.
You know what he's like? Now, this may be before your time, Steve, although I'm not really that much older than you. I remember watching variety shows growing up where, whoever had it, the variety show, you'd have a singer, you'd have a comedian. I can remember these guys who would come on, and they'd have these poles, and they'd start spinning plates, and they'd start juggling, and they'd start doing something else, and they'd reach over, keep the plates spinning, and they'd have four or five things going at the same time until their allotted time finished, and it was amazing to watch. And that's what I thought of with Trump here in his first 2 weeks. He's got all this stuff going on. I have no idea how he's keeping this all going, but the Democratic Party doesn't know which trick to look at, and that may be part of his President Trump's strategy.
Hey, what did Punxsutawney Phil do today? It's Groundhog Day, people.
This is six more weeks of winter.
I think it was this weekend.
You love that, don't you, Tim?
Six more weeks of winter. I don't listen. I'm going charismatic on you right here. I do not receive that. Do not receive that.
I'm with you.
Listen,
I want spring.
I don't know what Punxsutawney Phil's drinking, but according to my app, my weather map, where we live here, and I'm sure this is probably the case for much of the country, tomorrow, 74, 70, Wednesday, 74.
It's only February 3rd.
Thursday, 78. These got to be record highs.
Believe in the groundhog. What he's saying is that, enjoy it.
I don't,
because in 2 weeks, it's going to be freezing again.
I'm sure it'll get winter again, but enjoy this week. Wow. Next Saturday, 82.
82?
I'm not lying. Look, 82.
But the next day, the high is 51.
51, it drops off the table. But,
that's winter in Mississippi.
Mid-70s.
30-degree drop.
Mid-70s all week. And 82 on Saturday. That's going to have to be a record high, I would think. But anyway, I'm so thankful for global warming. You just don't know every day
how thankful you are.
Have a great day, everybody.